With us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from The Bridge. If we make ourselves at home with Jesus and His words are at home in us, we can be sure that whatever we ask will be listened to and acted upon. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
Christmas. Hannah Kerr and White Christmas on the Bridge Morning Show.
Yeah.
With Denise and Chris.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Have you done all of your Christmas shopping? I'm just curious.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. I think me too.
I think so. I have a couple other things, little things.
Yeah.
For a few little people in my life.
Sure.
That I won't be seeing until after Christmas.
Sure. So. That's how you call me. Okay. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
No, that's not what I meant.
No, I know. But it is funnier when I think it that way. This is like the earliest I've ever been done.
Don't you feel like you're missing something?
Yes.
Like, I feel like, what if I wake up Christmas morning?
Yes.
And go, I forgot.
I know.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Check your list. Do you have all the batteries that you need for all the things?
Check it twice.
Yes.
Make sure you got
it. That used to get me often.
Yeah. Batteries has always been, as a parent for sure, has always been one of those things like, oh man, needed that. I'll tell you what, today's going to be a good day. If you need to get out and about, do it earlier in the day. Lots of sunshine this morning and, you know, throughout the day after the fog kind of clears away.
Yeah.
We do have some fog, but I think that sun's going to come in and burn it off. And then high of 55 to 60, kind of depending on where you're at in, you know, Delmarva, South Jersey. Mm-hmm. Tonight is when the rain comes in. There's a cold front coming with it, so some rain is on its way, and it'll be about 35. I don't know if we're going to get any snow from this. There's a potential. Mm-hmm. Like, it's getting cold enough, and there's rain. But I don't know. So I think maybe we can have Phil Spivak, our staff meteorologist, let us know in about an hour from now. Yeah. Right now, 37 degrees.
All right. Isaiah 9:6 brings us a beautiful Christmas Bible verse today. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Come, all is bright, round.
The Bridge.
Morning show with Denise and Chris. That is Mercy Me, and probably one of my favorite Christmas carols. Mm. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Isn't that a good one?
Absolutely. And I pretty much like anybody that sings it. You know, if you're singing it, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, I'm there.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that one. I saw a report, and it said 88% of atheists celebrate Christmas. Hmm. And at first you might go, well, why bring that up? I was just really sad. I just had this sadness in me because obviously an atheist celebrating Christmas seems a little counterintuitive. You know, they still do the things. And I think some of that is, you know, you fall into the, well, everyone else is doing it, kind of like keeping up with the Joneses. So we want to make sure we're doing that kind of thing. But I was thinking about, like, there's no hope there.
Yeah.
Like, we've got the hope.
Celebrating a holiday, but not the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah. You know, they get some of the songs. They've got Grinch and Rudolph, but they don't have the good songs. Mm. They don't have the ones that point them to this everlasting life. The reason for, you know, we say the reason for the season because it rhymes, but it is. It's the reason why Jesus came ultimately was so that we could have life and have it abundantly and be connected to the Father. You know, so he came as a baby boy, was born in a trough. You know, there's these guys, they show up and they bring him gifts. I mean, you know, like, it's just, wow. Even the Jewish folks didn't recognize exactly who Jesus was at the time when he was walking the earth.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was just really, really sad. Mm. But there's hope still, even though they may not know it, right?
Right.
They might hear a Christmas song and go, wow, I want to have that life.
Yeah, and I think that this time of year, people are closer to receiving. We're closer to receiving the truth than any other time of the year.
Yeah.
At Christmas.
Yeah.
So it just spurs me on. Hopefully it spurs you on as well to share the good news.
Yes.
Because people are listening.
Yes. To be like what Chris Tomlin's talking about here, you know, hark. You know, tell the world that Jesus Christ is born.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, joyful on nations rise.
Christmas present is always a treat, but for three kids, it was literally life-changing. Thanks to the work of charity organization Big Hero 3, the kids received bionic arms to replace the limbs they had lost to meningitis. The colorful arms brought huge smiles to their faces as they tried them out for the first time. Back in 2017, NASA's Dawn spacecraft sent data back to Earth from the dwarf planet Ceres out in our solar system's main asteroid belts. It turns out it contained deposits of organic compounds, and new analysis of that data suggests these deposits are likely to originate within the planet itself. This makes Ceres the current most likely candidate to host evidence of life beyond Earth. The December full moon will be the last of its kind for nearly two decades. Known as the cold moon, the chilly air helps magnify and brighten our celestial nightlight. Tonight is the last good night to see it, so bundle up and step outside if you have the opportunity this evening. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on the bridge.
This update is sponsored by Community Bank Delaware, with locations in Lewis and Rehoboth serving all of Sussex County. Services include all types of deposit accounts and online and smartphone access. Community Bank Delaware is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Details at communitybankdelaware.com.
Here is your latest forecast for the bridge. Sunshine starting out the day today, increasing cloudiness and some showers developing. The high today into the upper 50s. Tonight, showers likely. A little breeze setting up as well. That should preclude too much fog, dropping into the upper 30s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny sky, the high in the mid 40s. Clouds return Thursday night, another round of showers, mid 40s. Those showers end Friday night. We set up for a dry weekend. Sunshine upper 30s Saturday, near 30 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on the bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Burke Equipment Company, offering sales and service of Kubota zero-turn mowers, tractors, construction equipment, and more at all three locations in Newark, Felton, and Del Mar, Delaware. Kubota information is available at burkeequipment.com.
When I found the bridge, it was during a real hard time, and you guys have gotten me through some of the roughest passes in my life.
We are the bridge.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. From the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Delmarva and South Jersey, we are the bridge.
Christmas. They're hanging all the lights on the main street square. People are smiling everywhere. Trees up in the windows, frost on the glass. Christmas is here now, here at last. Let's not forget, in the middle of the busyness, remember this, Jesus is the reason for this time of the year. We're gonna celebrate, it's Christmas. Oh, let me hear that joyful noise in the air. Wanna hear it everywhere. Heaven and earth proclaim, come on, let's celebrate, it's Christmas. Pull out your favorite record, some Nat King Cole.
Much to be thankful for this morning, and as you're getting up and getting going this morning, maybe grab that cup of coffee, take a deep breath, and take a moment or two just to give thanks to God for all that He's done in your life.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy sight to a blind man? Oh, Mary, did you know
your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Oh Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land? This sleeping child you're holding is the
Mornings are better with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Well, tomorrow morning, if you are thinking to yourself, you know, I'd really like to hear a local high school sing and have a handbell choir, which has kind of become a tradition around here.
Yes.
Then you don't want to miss tomorrow around the 8:30-ish. We've got Woodbridge High School, their ensemble and handbell choir coming in, led by Jolene Workman and Danielle Jones. And this is going to be a special time. They're putting on a show, and so they like to come and they preview it here and other places, and they'll be here tomorrow morning, and I'm really excited. Last year, I was a little nervous because it was Bill and Denise up here, and I was downstairs by myself, and I think I had worked here like all of a couple of months.
And you did a fine job.
And I was nervous because I was like, I don't know the right questions, and but it was great, and so this year, I'm a little more relaxed. I'm a little more ready to just enjoy. It was beautiful last year. I promise you, if you are ready, if maybe, seeing a choir sing and handbells are kind of like what helps get you in the Christmas spirit, you are not going to want to miss the Woodbridge High School Ensemble.
Yep, tomorrow morning.
Choir. Tomorrow morning, right after around the 8:30-ish hour. 8:30-ish hour. Right around 8:30. We'll see you there tomorrow morning.
As the temperature drops, does your joint pain increase? Well, there are several factors that can lead to joint pain, and cold weather is high on the list. Here's some ways to reduce joint pain during the winter months. Dress in warm layers and wear gloves when outside. Eat a healthy, balanced diet, avoiding sugar, which causes inflammation, and stay active. Maintain a healthy weight to alleviate stress on your joints. Drink water, soup broth, or warm tea, and get plenty of sleep. When you do experience joint pain, turn up the heat. Take a warm shower or bath. Use an electric blanket or heating pad and set your thermostat a degree or two higher. Consider adding turmeric to your diet, which has properties to help reduce inflammation and relieve joint pain. Simple tips like these can make your winter more bearable. From Samaritan Ministries, a health-sharing ministry, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more about your family's health, visit us at familyhealthcheckup.org.
The Bridge is grateful for ministry support from Board & Brush Creative Studio in Camden, Delaware, offering DIY workshop experiences, including wooden signs, trays, planter boxes, and more. Found online at boardandbrush.com/Camden and on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, it's Mark Dickey from the afternoon show on The Bridge, and I hope you are having an amazing December. This year has been so special as my girls are 3 and 5 now, and I can just see just Christmas becoming more and more magical in their lives. And I pray that your Christmas is magical too. Merry Christmas from my family to yours.
Your church's worship team may have had formal music lessons. Why not the tech team too? Saturday, March 1st is the Worship Production Conference in Georgetown, Delaware. Learn from the pros with hands-on tech experience. Ask the questions relevant to what your church needs to help keep the focus on God and less on the production. Early bird pricing is available right now. Sign up for the Worship Production Conference at wearethebridge.org.
Connecting and strengthening. We are the Bridge. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. They start to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, o'er hill and dell, telling their tale. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, merry Christmas. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. They start to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, o'er hill and dell, telling their tale. Oh, let them ring, come, let us sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, merry Christmas, Christmas. Of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Christmas is here.
Little town of Bethlehem, Christ came to us. Our Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us. God, abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge. Is born. Go till it all.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
I received a call one day to audition for a Christian music group called Sound of Joy. The group was based in Pensacola, Florida, and had gotten my name from a group I traveled with previously. I politely declined. Little did I know that call would change the course of my life forever. A year later, I found myself embarking on a 3-year tour with the Sound of Joy. It's true that God can move mountains, also known as anything that stands between us and God's plan for our lives. The man who owned the ministry, Art Crane, had been a Marine officer. He flew fighter jets, served his country well, and for his twilight years felt called to begin a ministry and put together a group of young musicians who loved Jesus and toured them around the country. There were many easier ways to serve the Lord, but Art and his wife Sue followed this calling and impacted so many lives for the kingdom. My husband Ken and I learned so much from Art Crane, and our hearts were broken when he suffered a heart attack and died while we were away on tour. His funeral included military honors, the 21-gun salute, a solitary bugle playing taps, the American flag folded with precision, as the military guard leaned toward his wife and said, "On behalf of the President of the United States, the United States Marine Corps, and a grateful nation, please accept this flag as a symbol of our appreciation for your loved one's honorable and faithful service." Honor. That act to honor Art's military service was beautiful, but it pales in comparison to the honor King Jesus will bestow on him for the number of lives changed for the kingdom of heaven because he said yes to serving God. Regardless of age or experience, he accepted the call. Regardless of career choice, how young or old we are, or how equipped we may feel, when we say yes to the voice of God, all of heaven pays attention to the ripple of impact that changes lives for eternity. Whatever God is asking you to do, say yes. We have the power of God's word in Philippians 4:13 to back us up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
There's no room in the inn for a savior. There's no power to claim for his own. Throned in a humble manger, and worshipped by the lowest of lows. Could have come down from heaven in splendor, with 10,000 angels up by his throne. But he came like a helpless baby, he became the lowest of lows. Let us adore, let us. Shepherds all bow down and worship. God will sing it throughout all the earth. Let us adore, let us adore Emmanuel. for the slaughter. But one day he would come back through. When the darkness triumphs over, we'll see light bursting through. And the heavens will open in splendor, and the heavenly trumpets will blow, and the King of the kings of the nations will return from the lowest throne. Let us adore, Emmanuel. Let us adore the Son of Man. God came to work, traded his throne.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. The youngest chess champion in history has just been crowned. At 18 years old, Gukesh Damaraju has earned the title of full 4 years ahead of legendary Garry Kasparov, who became the world champion at 22 years of age. Tiny implantable sensors that can help tailor rehabilitation programs for those recovering from broken bones have been shown to speed up the healing process by up to months. As a former kid who had casts for far too long, my itchy arms would have loved this. A deaf couple known for their selfless acts of kindness was surprised by a Secret Santa to honor their generosity. Kent and Marlene have always been known for their selflessness, but they both just lost their jobs. A group of families that have all been blessed by the couple got together and gave them enough to pay their rent and buy food through the holidays and into the new year. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
Today's update is sponsored by Sam Yoder & Son Trusses of Greenwood, offering design and delivery of wood floor and roof trusses for residential and commercial projects. Details available at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
Here is your latest forecast for The Bridge. Mainly sunny start today. Gradually clouds increase, and by day's end, a few showers, the high into the upper 50s. The most likely showers, though, come in overnight tonight. We drop into the upper 30s. Cool, but still, it'll be rain. Tomorrow, back to sunshine, high into the mid-40s. Another round of clouds with showers coming in, this time daytime Friday, with a high in the mid-40s. Maybe a few wet flakes before the end Friday night, but clearing for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is made possible by Pippin Funeral Home and Crematorium in Camden, Wyoming, Delaware. They consider it a privilege to minister to the families they serve with traditional funeral services, pre-planning, and on-site cremation. Found online at pippinfuneralhome.com.
Hey, my name is Maximo, and I love The Bridge.
Fresh hope for the season.
Lonely and the lost, there's no sinner too far gone to find a Savior. Lying in the manger.
Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for us, lay right together with you. Along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing another chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for us. Lay right together with you. Lay right together with you.
Abide with us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
So hung where you can see every couple tries to it's more than a routine. Abiding in Jesus is long obedience in the same direction. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy go. Together, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself.
Today's live weather update is made possible by Hinlopen Homes of Milton, Delaware. Serving Delmarva with custom site-built and custom modular homes. Appointments by phone at 302-684-0860 or online at hinlopenhomes.com.
Well, it's always an honor and a pleasure to talk to our staff meteorologist, Phil Spivak. And Phil, a little foggy this morning on the way in. Are we going to expect that to kind of blow off here?
Yeah, it should clear out pretty nicely for today. We've just got a little bit of extra moisture around, and that's going to be more noticeable. I mean, it's certainly noticeable when you're driving through it.
Sure.
But more noticeable when the next front comes in and taps into some of that moisture, giving us a few heavier showers into the evening tonight. But man, it has been mild, and that's part of what's causing this. Just the milder air really has a lot of potential to hold all this extra moisture. Yesterday, low temperatures stayed above the normal highs for this time of year, and we're easily doing that again for the highs above normal. By tonight, we're actually a little closer, but it'll take until the later part of the night to really get the drop in. So we drop into the upper 30s tonight, rain comes in, but by the time we're cold enough for any changeover, the rain is gone. So it's just rain that comes in through tonight. It will be a little bit breezy, and that breeze will keep the fog from really settling in tonight. That'll be the big difference tomorrow morning. It'll also be noticeably cooler, especially with the wind blowing. Sunshine tomorrow, we'll get into the mid-40s. That's our break day between today's system and Friday's system. Friday's brings some rain. It'll bring afternoon rain showers cutting across. We're really about as far north as rain will be. A lot of areas getting into central and north Jersey. We'll be seeing some snow from the system. It's a minor wet snow, but we should be on the rain side of it. 45, the high Friday, then we back off a little bit. That Arctic cold front starts to sag southward, upper 30s Saturday, and a near 30 on Sunday.
Oh.
He starts Arctic using terms. He starts using terms like Arctic cold front. Oof.
I was just going to try to sneak it in and then sign off.
No, I heard it. All right. The whole sagging south, too. I was like, okay, that's very colorful this morning, Phil. Thank you.
Technical terms.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. In Salisbury, it's 43, Dover, Milford, 37, and in Vineland, 37.
Happy birthday, Jesus. It's the time of year. All the lights on the trees say Christmas time is near. Another year's behind us. You helped us make it through. So happy birthday, Jesus. This song is just for you. We all get so caught up on material things. At times it seems like we forget what Christmas really means. It should be thanks we're giving. That's why I wrote this tune. So happy birthday, Jesus. This song is just for you. That's why I wrote this tune. So happy birthday, Jesus. My song is just for you.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Come to us and abide with us, Lord God. Emmanuel. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Yeah.
Glory to God. That is Angels from Phil Wickham on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. It is it's so close. 1 week and we'll be waking up.
Yeah.
You'll be
Christmas
waking up.
Morning.
Some of you may have already been up and now you're back in bed, you know, depending on how early the kiddos or how early the family gets up. But we're going to be celebrating Christmas morning. And, you know, we've talked a lot about just traditions and just different things. But one thing I think we haven't talked about yet is your favorite Christmas. Like, do you have a favorite Christmas? So if you do, please feel free to let us know. 855-887-8870. I went back to go visit my dad last week. On Thursday of last week was his birthday. And while we were there, my dad turned 70. And then my grandma was there, and she lives there, and she's 90. And I got to see her, and I asked her the question. And so this is a little audio of me asking my grandma a question. Now, you're going to hear my voice, my grandma's voice, my dad's voice, and they're going to talk about a girl named Cindy. That's my aunt.
Okay.
So just so everybody's aware of, like, what's going on here,
okay.
This is me talking to my grandma, asking her about a favorite Christmas memory.
And I'm just curious about... since Christmas is on the way,
mm-hmm.
Do you have any favorite Christmas memories?
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay.
I have one Christmas. We had bought some building boulders that little kids liked, you know, those little creepy things. And Stephen was sitting there and had built it up, and he was sitting there grinning, looking over it. But the guys, my husband, my... young son, Doug.
Brother.
Yeah, he's my brother. But, and my husband were there, and they built a little pathway through this with those building boulders on either side. And they had a car, little car for the kids that you use the
remote wire, control. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And another one that went around like this.
It was a train.
And it just went in a circle.
It was a train.
And... so help me, those little, my little kids I bought these for were all sitting there watching while Daddy and Uncle Doug played. And it was so cute and so funny.
It was more fun for the adults than the kids were out watching.
And then add to the story, the train, so there's trains on an old track, right? So what they were doing was they were seeing who could drive through the obstacle course, cross the railroad tracks, back out before the train came around.
Okay.
That was the competition.
That was the competition.
So then they go, let's make it more difficult. So they got a bar of soap, and they soaped up the railroad track.
Well, I didn't see any of that.
And made it go fast, and slam on the brakes. And it
slide. It goes sliding.
I teased them, but... And then the cute part was Cindy was about, I don't know, she was 6 years old or seven, something like that. And she had a little set of tiny little dishes. And Daddy went and sat beside her, and he goes like this. It was real funny, but it was cute.
Oh, that's my grandma telling about her favorite Christmas memory. And when she says her husband, that's my grandpa who passed away when my dad was 9. So I never got to meet him.
Wow.
So anytime I get to hear stories about my grandpa like this, mm-hmm. it's always just makes me kind of my heart just kind of swell up. So, hey, you got a favorite Christmas memory? Mm. We'd love to hear it. 855-887-8870. We're celebrating Christmas together as a family here on the Bridge.
Sing glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, joyful all the nations rise. Christ
time, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb, veiled in flesh, the goddess he, hail the incarnate deity, pleased is man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel, heart their old angels sing, glory to the newborn king, and the angels they sing, and the heavens they ring, won't you raise up your voice, join the song of the king, singing glory to God, and peace on the earth, sing it out now, the song of the king.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. Getting an early Christmas present is always a treat, but for three kids, it was literally life-changing. Thanks to the work of charity organization Big Hero 3, the kids received bionic arms to replace the limbs they had lost to meningitis. The colorful arms brought huge smiles to their faces as they tried them out for the first time. Back in 2017, NASA's Dawn spacecraft sent data back to Earth from the dwarf planet Ceres out in our solar system's main asteroid belts. It turns out it contained deposits of organic compounds, and new analysis of that data suggests these deposits are likely to originate within the planet itself. This makes Ceres the current most likely candidate to host evidence of life beyond Earth. The December full moon will be the last of its kind for nearly two decades. Known as the cold moon, the chilly air helps magnify and brighten our celestial nightlight. Tonight is the last good night to see it, so bundle up and step outside if you have the opportunity this evening. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by State Farm agents Kim Benton of Millsboro and Susan Lynch of Federalsburg, offering life, disability, auto, and home insurance coverage. More online at kimbenton.com and susanlynchinsurance.com.
Here is your latest forecast for The Bridge. Sunshine starting out the day today, increasing cloudiness and some showers developing. The high today into the upper 50s. Tonight, showers likely. A little breeze setting up as well. That should preclude too much fog, dropping into the upper 30s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny sky, the high in the mid-40s. Clouds return Thursday night, another round of showers, mid-40s. Those showers end Friday night. We set up for a dry weekend. Sunshine upper 30s Saturday, near 30 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Affordable Business Systems, providing Eastern Shore businesses with bottle-free water coolers. Features include touch-free sensor activation, reverse osmosis filtration, and more. Details available at affordablebusinesssystems.com.
times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer. When we lose our way, lead us to a place, guide us with your grace.
La luce che tu dai,
I pray we'll find your love,
nel cuore resterà,
and hold it in our hearts,
a ricordarci che,
when stars go out each night,
l'eterna stella sei, nella mia breccia. Lead us to a place,
guide us with your grace,
give us faith so we'll be saved. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended, and every heart that's broken will be.
Bridge Morning Show sharing Christmas memories this morning.
Thanks for calling the Bridge Morning Show. Who's this?
This is Brenda. So my favorite memory was in 76. My parents took my brothers and I to Disney World for Christmas. And they took all of our presents, and we still, Mom wanted to have a tree for us, so she got colored ashtrays, the aluminum ones,
yeah,
and made a tree on the mirror.
Aww.
And that way we had our tree, and we always sing Happy Birthday to Jesus with a cake, so we did cupcakes that year. And it was a trooper, because that year we ended up getting sick, and my dad was sick going to Disney World just because we wanted to go.
Oh.
Aww.
So, I mean, that was special.
Wow.
And then we also went swimming that morning, too, so...
Well, that's fun, swimming on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Now, did they tell you were going beforehand, or was it wake up Christmas morning and hop in the car?
No, because we were in Maryland.
Okay.
So we had a drive down.
Yeah.
So they just said we're going on vacation, and didn't tell us where.
Oh, wow.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay.
Song of encouragement and a smile to make your mornings go just a little bit better. It's the morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Thanks for calling the Bridge Morning Show. Who's this?
Buenos dias, Chris.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
I had to call because I had to share with you.
Please
so,
do.
You know that I'm from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were young, my dad used to close the street and buy the humongous pig and just roast it for 8 hours and just have everybody bring arroz con gandules, plantains, all kinds of things. And we would be singing and partying all the way until the next morning. Everybody would bring like spoons and pots and pans, whatever, it made noise.
Yeah.
And we would just go all night long. It was wonderful. Wonderful.
Aww.
That sounds like fun.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
So wonderful, are you hosting
memories.
Are you hosting that party here in the Bridge parking lot this year?
Oh my goodness, I would love to. The only thing is that in Puerto Rico it's very warm.
Uh-huh.
So you would have to bundle up. That's the only thing.
Yeah, right.
How long it would take. I don't know how long it would take to cook that pig in the
That's
in the
true.
Cold weather over here.
That's true. That's true.
This is Carter Conlon. I've got a question today. Is there a limit to God's mercy? The answer is obvious. When you look at the scriptures, there is no limit. We may struggle with our faith and we may doubt at times, but God understands. He can give us signs and restore what was lost. Just like how Jesus calmed the wind and the waves, he has the power to change every one of our situations, heal our bodies, and restore our lives. We may feel unworthy, but God's mercy is for all of us. Let's acknowledge today that Jesus died for us. He paid the price for our sins so that we can be forgiven and have a relationship with God. He is faithful. He can bring us freedom. He can bring us healing, even if we just have a small amount of faith. Why don't you join us every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time at itstimetopray.org. People from all over the world are gathering together. We're believing God for an end time outpouring of His Spirit. It's time to pray.
It's Time to Pray is underwritten by Sonia Parker, realtor with Coldwell Banker Realty in Delaware. Sonia assists clients with their real estate needs. She can be reached in office at 302-539-1777, by cell at 302-500-0721, or online at sonia-parker.com.
Hi, it's Rodney Bayless from the Midday Show on the Bridge. In John chapter 15, verse 4, it says, "Abide in me and I in you." So as you gather with family and friends this Christmas season, our prayer is that you keep Christ the center of your celebration in all you do. On behalf of my family, I'm wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
This Christmas, she will love Tickets Under the Tree for Cece Winans in concert at the Delaware State Fair in July 2025. So much joy. Oh, this will be the concert not to miss in 2025. Tickets are on sale now. The perfect Christmas present. Tickets to CC Winans at the Delaware State Fair, July 22nd. Details and tickets at wearethebridge.org.
And wonders, and wonders of His love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I listen to the bridge at night when I'm on the road traveling. I get a lot from the music. It helps when I go through rough times, and y'all just help me out a lot.
Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
That is Newsboys on the Bridge morning show with Denise and Chris.
I was thinking about the Charlie Brown Christmas. And, you know, Linus shows up and he's got Luke 2 memorized.
Yes.
Right? He gets out there and when you're watching it, you know, you just know. Like, I don't know about you, but I get like all goosebumpy. Because I just love that scene because the lights all go out and the spotlight shines on him.
Lights, please.
Lights, please. And he's got... And you realize that's one of the only times he doesn't bring his blanket with him. Because he uses that as a, like a, you know, a comfort.
Drops his blanket.
He goes out there and he says, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire world. I heard a friend talk about this, and I was thinking about it too. Caesar Augustus was like the big Caesar.
Yeah.
Like, he's the pinnacle of all Caesars.
Yeah.
And so here's Linus telling the story that's in Luke 2, and the Bible's saying, hey, guess what? A Savior's coming who's even bigger than Caesar Augustus, who even to this day, his kingdom stands strong and firm. Caesar Augustus, he's gone, no more. But Jesus, his kingdom is here, and it's now. And you can be a part of that. And I love the Christmas story for that reason, for the reason of the invitation and the anticipation that someday you and I are going to be with our Heavenly Father in heaven, celebrating and saying glory to God in the highest, singing glory and hallelujah. I mean, just think about that. Caesar, this big guy, and we've got all these, you know, presidents and kings and rulers all over the nation, and they're powerful. But nothing compares to the power of Jesus, this baby who was born in a manger. It was messy. And, the world was messy, and he came right into the midst of it and said, I can't wait to introduce you to my dad. This is the kingdom that he's talking about there in Luke 2. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Every day is a grind. Them elves working 6 day weeks, no raise in sight. Santa only pay them cookies when they're working at overtime. Gotta make that quota, can't do it in a 9 to 5. But that ain't right. Let's talk about fairness, elf awareness. This is the elf song, sitting on a shelf song, working with them itty bitty pointed toe shoes on. I blame Santa Claus and his North Pole operation. Ain't a good look paying candy cane wages. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, give them some. Put your hands up for the elves. This is the elf song. This is the elf song. Yeah, this is the elf song. Only stand 2 feet tall, or maybe 3, maybe 4, but the point is elves are small. Still make enough toys for a million shopping malls. Size don't matter, even Santa can't do it all. Elves are the bomb. This is the elf song, giving them the credit song, working with them itty bitty pointed toe shoes on. North Pole operation, but it ain't a good look paying him and them wages. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, give them some. Put your hands up for the elves. This is the elf song. Yeah, this is the elf song. Let's talk about fairness, elf awareness. This is the elf song.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. The youngest chess champion in history has just been crowned. At 18 years old, Gukesh Damaraju has earned the title of full 4 years ahead of legendary Garry Kasparov, who became the world champion at 22 years of age. tiny implantable sensors that can help tailor rehabilitation programs for those recovering from broken bones have been shown to speed up the healing process by up to months. As a former kid who had casts for far too long, my itchy arms would have loved this. A deaf couple known for their selfless acts of kindness was surprised by a Secret Santa to honor their generosity. Kent and Marlene have always been known for their selflessness, but they both just lost their jobs. A group of families that have all been blessed by the couple got together and gave them enough to pay their rent and buy food through the holidays and into the new year. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Weller's in Bridgeville, Delaware. They carry Amish-built sheds, utility trailers, and steel carports. Weller's is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 2. Found online at wellers.com.
Here is your latest forecast for The Bridge. Mainly sunny start today. Gradually, clouds increase, and by day's end, a few showers, the high into the upper 50s. The most likely showers, though, come in overnight tonight. We drop into the upper 30s. Cool, but still, it'll be rain. Tomorrow, back to sunshine, high into the mid-40s. Another round of clouds with showers coming in, this time daytime Friday, with a high in the mid-40s. Maybe a few wet flakes before the end Friday night, but clearing for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Travis Timmons of All American Mortgage in Dagsboro, Delaware, helping clients with mortgage products when buying or refinancing a home. Travis can be reached at 302-245-0538 or online at allamericanmortgageltd.com.
Connecting and strengthening.
Hi, this is Bart Millard from Mercy Me, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
We are The Bridge. With us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Somebody said it's 4 feet deep, but it doesn't matter, 'cause give me the laughter and I'm gonna choose to keep another tender Tennessee Christmas, the only Christmas for me, where the like the gifts around the tree. Well, I know there's more snow up in Colorado than my roof will ever see. But a tender Tennessee Christmas is the only Christmas for me.
the tender Tennessee Christmas. It's the only Christmas for me, where the love circles around us like the gifts around the tree. Well, I know there's more snow up in Colorado than my roof will ever see. But a tender Tennessee Christmas is the only Christmas for me.
Terrain of Israel, and now in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. But through the Holy Spirit, Christ is also alive and living in us. This Christmas season is your invitation to experience the presence of Jesus. Invite Him into your life. Ask Him to abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Yeah.
Winter Wonderland. It's Blanca on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well, that was fun.
Yes.
There's so much great Christmas music. By the way, would you share us with a friend, maybe a coworker? Yeah. This is the best time of year to connect people to the Bridge because everybody loves Christmas music.
Right. And we have, you know, normal Bridge artists singing some of your classics.
That's right.
So if they fall in love with that artist, then you just tell them, hey, stick around.
That's right.
You're going to hear more from that artist later. And it's pretty awesome. Very excited. It's going to be nice today. I mean, overall nice for this time of year. It's going to be nice. 55, 60 degrees maybe.
That is nice.
Sunshine. And now tonight, when we go to bed, there should be some rains. They're going to come in along with some colds. And
Chris,
I don't know how I feel about this.
You need more coffee, brother.
Oh, hold on. Let's see. I'm out.
The rains and the colds.
The rains and the colds. Yeah, that's how my grandpa would have said it. But it will be little cold fronts coming through, so that does mean a little bit of rain is coming through. But just in time for that wintry kind of weather, we're going to have Woodbridge High School's ensemble and handbell choir coming in tomorrow. They're going to be singing some songs and playing the handbells, which I love because you got to put on white gloves and, you know, do the whole thing. Yeah. And they're really, really good. So you're going to want to catch them around after 8:30 tomorrow. So if you're normally around in the 8 o'clock hour, you are in for a treat. Tell your friends and tell your neighbors.
All right. Can I share Isaiah 9:6 with you today? This is our scripture verse for the day. Mm. And while this is part of the story, part of the Christmas story. So Isaiah 9:6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Wow.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch.
They come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still the heavenly music floats over all the weary world. Above its side in lowly plains, they bend on hovering wings, and
abide with us. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Merry Christmas from the Bridge. Come to us and abide with us, Lord God, Emmanuel. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Time, behold. Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Second birth, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. The newborn King.
What a fun version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We are messengers there on the Bridge Morning Show.
I got to say, that brings me such joy. I just love it.
That's awesome.
All right. So if you have a Stanley mug.
Yeah.
Travel mug, there are some that are being recalled. Not all of them.
Hmm.
But Stanley, the company, is recalling 2.6 million travel mugs.
So almost all of them.
Because there's a defect in the lid that could cause burns. So apparently, you know how the threads are on a lid when you screw it onto the top? Apparently, the threads on a couple of these different mug varieties can shrink when it's exposed to the heat.
Oh.
And that will cause the lid to detach when you're drinking.
Yeah, not good.
That's not safe at all.
Not good.
And so there have been a number of people apparently that were burned. And so Stanley's doing this recall. And they said that, of course, stop using the recalled travel mugs right away. And then you can contact Stanley to receive. They'll send you a free replacement lid, including the shipping. So it won't cost you anything to get that replacement. And these recalled mugs were sold over the past 8 years. So you may have had this mug for a while. And chances are, to me, if I had a mug that was leaking like that, I wouldn't have it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, but if you happen to, and now you know the problem, you can contact Stanley. The best way to do it, just Google Stanley recall and you'll find the details specifically there.
We just didn't have much money, and we were spending credit cards and then rolling over balances and trying to manage all of that.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Dave Willis explains how he and his wife Ashley learned to better manage their money.
And we realized quickly, like, all right, we've got to have a plan. We had not ever budgeted. We had not ever really talked about money. We were just like, well, if we need something, we'll buy it and we'll figure it out. And that wasn't working. We were digging ourselves into a hole, and it was creating so much stress, so much unnecessary just stress on our lives. And so we started a process of getting out. And really, it comes down to communication, really. We're going to talk about purchases. Mm-hmm. If we're going to make any purchase that's outside of kind of the regular bills and groceries, we're going to call each other and just say, like, hey, is there money in the bank for this? Is now a good time to get this thing? And just keep each other in the loop.
More insights from Dave Willis today at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family Minute is sponsored by Sam Yoder and Son Trusses. They encourage you to train up your children in the ways of the Lord and keep Jesus at the center of your marriage. Strong families equal strong communities. They can be reached at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
The Bridge appreciates support from Benvenuto Restaurant on Northeast Front Street in Milford, Delaware. They're hosting a holiday brunch buffet Sunday, December 29th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. featuring Tuscan-inspired entrees. Reservations at benvenuto-restaurant.com.
This is Ben from The Bridge, and I want to invite you to come with me to the Dominican Republic to serve on The Bridge mission team. In The Bridge adopted village of La Union Abajo hangs a banner that simply reads, Jesus is my hope and future. We are The Bridge. People of the village see this as a banner of hope. Bridge listeners come to love them, bring supplies, and share about Jesus. Seeing these lives transformed in the Dominican Republic is an incredible joy, and you have the opportunity to experience experience it firsthand. We'll travel to the Dominican Republic to see the mission and village Bridge listeners helped to transform. Be a part of their lives, feed those in need, and share the love of Jesus in person. Join me June 16th through June 21st of 2025. For information, text the word TRIP to 855-887-8870 or visit wearethebridge.org/dr.
I started listening to The Bridge 6 years ago, and I have never looked back. I thank God every day that The Bridge is on the air.
We are The Bridge.
bells. That's so good.
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. The morning show with Denise and Chris, wishing you a Merry Christmas. Here's Nat King Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. It's from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Morning a little scrambled? We specialize in sunny side up.
Oh!
It's the morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
There is a benefit Christmas concert happening, Legacy Academy. That's in Georgetown. It's Friday night at 7, and it's free. If you want to partake, you are invited, and you can find the details on our calendar, wearethebridge.org.
This community calendar update is sponsored by Del One Federal Credit Union, a not-for-profit financial institution who has been helping members reach their goals since 1960. Del One has locations statewide throughout Delaware. More at del-one.org.
The Bridge appreciates support from Delmarva area Chick-fil-A restaurants, home of the original Chick-fil-A sandwich, made from a boneless breast of chicken, seasoned and breaded, served on a toasted butter bun with dill pickle chips. Available for order on the Chick-fil-A app, dine-in, carry-out, and drive-thru.
Jesus came from heaven to earth to be our Savior, and he was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. How awesome is it to know that God wants to be with us? Every moment of every day, he is with us. What a gift. Merry Christmas from Sydney in the business office at The Bridge.
We are The Bridge. Christmas is music and family in town. Christmas is Snoopy and Charlie Brown. It's anticipating that snow's gonna fall and praying for some place to park at the mall. It's mom going crazy cause the turkey got burned. It's saying thanks for some gift you'll return. Christmas is caroling kids at your door. It's paper and ribbon all over the floor. Christmas is caroling.
a wonderful life. Christmas is caring for those who've got nothing. It's dropping your change in the bell ringer's bucket. Fun things for sure, but Christmas is really, oh, so much more. It's good news of hope for the whole world, because Christmas is almost here.
Christ in us, abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge. book of John says, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." This Christmas, celebrate with us that Christ became flesh and blood to live with us, to redeem us, and make this your prayer. God, abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge. Bridge.
Christmas, bright lights everywhere.
Yeah, that's CeCe Winans. It's Christmas, the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. By the way, don't miss CeCe coming to the Delaware State Fair in July next year. And tickets are on sale now. You can find the link at wearethebridge.org.
It'd be a great last-minute Christmas gift if you haven't thought about it. And you're like, oh, I got to find that one last thing. That'd be it. I don't know if you're like me. I love last-minute Christmas shopping, or at least I used to until whatever happened this year where we're done super early. And I think it's because of online shopping. I think it has ruined my last-minute Christmas gift buying. Because you have to get it.
You have to
get it early enough in order to make sure you get it before Christmas.
Right.
And when you have people that live out of town that you're sending gifts to, you know, they have to get it in enough time. And I just realized that, I mean, I love online shopping. Don't take that away. But is there a way we can just have same day delivery? Because I love the feeling of like, Denise, we were talking about this earlier, and it feels like sometimes like I'm missing something or I'm forgetting something. And if I don't have it, then what's going to happen? I guess I'll just have to go to the store and just walk around and, you know, maybe carry a coffee with
woe
me.
Woe is me.
I know. Woe is me. I'm going to have to actually get dressed and go to the store.
My name is Harold. When my mom passed away, I started drinking. And for 36 years, I did not stop. Until one day, I saw a billboard for Teen Challenge. I came in here looking for a way to get sober. But I found a lot more than that. I met Jesus here. And his love filled the hole I had inside for so long. He saved me, not just for my addiction, but he saved me for a new life.
That's just one example of many lives set free from addiction by Jesus at Delmarva Adult and Teen Challenge. Hi, I'm Bob Carey, Executive Director. If you or a loved one need help or for more information on how you can give to make a difference in the lives of men and women to overcome addiction, call us at 302-629-2559 or visit us on the web at delmarvateenchallenge.org. Freedom from addiction starts here.
New Creations is sponsored by Crossroad Community Church. Enjoy a Crossroad Christmas Saturday, December 21st at 2, 4:30, and 7 p.m. and Sunday the 22nd at 8, 9:45, and 11:30 a.m. Details at crossroadcc.us.
Stay connected and filled with hope all day, every day. Listen to The Bridge through our app on your smartphone or tablet, or by streaming on your computer at wearethebridge.org. The Bridge web stream is underwritten by our friends at Crawlspace Ninja and Delmarva Roofing and Coating.
My name is Ellie, and I love to listen to The Bridge.
Night when Jesus was born, back 2,000 years or so. Guess in the grand scheme of time, it wasn't really that long ago. When Mary laid down, holding on to Joseph, wasn't his child, but he believed she was chosen. That night when Jesus was born, 2,000 years ago. God made a way, God made a way in a manger. God made a way, God made a way, a way in a manger.
Wish I could follow the star to that little town of Bethlehem. Walk through the fields with those wise men. Shepherds watched over him. But what would I say? What would I bring? What else could I do but just worship my King? Wish I could follow the star to that little town of Bethlehem, where God made a way. God made a way, a way in a manger. God made a way, God made a way, a way in a manger.
In his infinite love, it had to be done. He did the impossible and gave up his son. Jesus,
As I sit down in the quiet, in the dark of this living room, snow falling outside my window, I can't help but think of you. That God made a way, God made a way,
a way in the manger.
There was no other way, God made a way, a way in the manger.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end.
Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Watching over your flocks by night.
With us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
When we come, yeah. for you, bow, rum, pa, pum, pum. On my drum.
Deeper with God is lingering longer in His presence. It's His invitation and ours. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
All is calm. And all is bright everywhere, but in your heart tonight, they're singing carols of joy and peace. But you feel too far gone and too far out of reach. Song. Your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you somewhere in your silent night. From heaven's height, no distance, the Prince of Peace won't go. From manger low to Calvary's hill, when your pain runs deep, His love runs deeper still. He has always loved you, child, and He always will. He knows.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
I received a call one day to audition for a Christian music group called Sound of Joy. The group was based in Pensacola, Florida, and had gotten my name from a group I traveled with previously. I politely declined. Little did I know that call would change the course of my life forever. A year later, I found myself embarking on a 3-year tour with the Sound of Joy. It's true that God can move mountains, also known as anything that stands between us and God's plan for our lives. The man who owned the ministry, Art Crane, had been a Marine officer. He flew fighter jets, served his country well, and for his twilight years felt called to begin a ministry and put together a group of young musicians who loved Jesus and toured them around the country. There were many easier ways to serve the Lord, but Art and his wife Sue followed this calling and impacted so many lives for the kingdom. My husband Ken and I learned so much from Art Crane, and our hearts were broken when he suffered a heart attack and died while we were away on tour. His funeral included military honors, the 21-gun salute, a solitary bugle playing taps, the American flag folded with precision, as the military guard leaned toward his wife and said, "On behalf of the President of the United States, the United States Marine Corps, and a grateful nation, please accept this flag as a symbol of our appreciation for your loved one's honorable and faithful service." Honor. That act to honor Art's military service was beautiful, but it pales in comparison to the honor King Jesus will bestow on him for the number of lives changed for the kingdom of heaven because he said yes to serving God. Regardless of age or experience, he accepted the call. Regardless of career choice, how young or old we are, or how equipped we may feel, when we say yes to the voice of God, all of heaven pays attention to the ripple of impact that changes lives for eternity. Whatever God is asking you to do, say yes. We have the power of God's word in Philippians 4:13 to back us up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. This blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morning.
Delmarva and South Jersey, we are The Bridge.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the poor.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, telling a tale, gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, ding, merry, 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 merry Christmas, ding, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All on this end, on without end, a joyful tone to every home. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away, ding, dong, ding, dong, that is their song. Cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they come, raising their sound. Oh, and the dogs telling a tale. Here we ring, all people sing songs of the cheer. Christmas is here, ding, merry, merry, merry Christmas, ding, merry, merry.
Christmas, no, I sing we hear.
connecting and strengthening.
Hey, this is Matt from The Afters wishing you a blessed Christmas season and a prosperous new year.
We are The Bridge.
I don't need a red suit wearing no guy. If it's a price tag hanging on a white jag, y'all can take the keys. Cause I got peace, I got love, and it comes from up above. Getting more stuff ain't gonna make me feel enough. So I don't want a box under the tree. I'm not looking for a car or any money. Feels good to you for about a week, but then it fades away. But not this peace, not this love, when it comes from up above. Praise the Lord because he tells us we're enough. So I don't want a box under the tree. I'm not looking for a card, any money. Cause today is a gift and that's all. The present. I don't want a box under the tree. I'm not looking for a car or any money. Today is a gift and that's all I need. Guess that's why they call it the present. I hope you ever carry Merry, Merry Christmas.
It's Forrest Frank. It's The Present on The Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
All right. All those last minute, because we are there, last minute gifts that you're still needing, you might be able to fulfill some of those from The Bridge store.
Oh,
and we've got some closeout deals on Bridge t-shirts and more. And I noticed this morning when I was coming up the stairs at O Dark 30 in here, just the light of the Christmas tree settling on the Bridge store.
And they twinkled.
And they did twinkle. And something caught my eye, and it was a bag of Bridge Blend coffee.
Yes. The best present.
Fresh Bridge Blend in stock in the store. And yeah. And so during business hours, you can actually stop in and pick it up yourself.
Okay.
And that, you know, typically Monday through Friday, about 9 to 4. So just give you an idea. The Bridge online store is also available at wearethebridge.org.
This Christmas, she will love tickets under the tree for Cece Winans in concert at the Delaware State Fair in July 2025. So much joy. Oh, this will be the concert not to miss in 2025. Tickets are on sale now. The perfect Christmas present. Tickets to Cece Winans at the Delaware State Fair, July 22nd. Details and tickets at wearethebridge.org.
And wonders, and wonders of his love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like giving gifts but don't enjoy wrapping? How about donating that old car, truck, or motorcycle? If it's taking up too much space in your garage and not bringing you any joy, the Bridge can take it off your hands. It's our Cars for Hope program, which turns your vehicle donation into great Christian music and programming. The process is free, and we handle the pickup. Now that's something to be merry about. Learn more by texting the word CARS to 855-887-8870 or visit wearethebridge.org/cars.
Willie Knives is a proud ministry partner of The Bridge, offering all types of knives and accessories, including pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, and more. They also sharpen knives and scissors. Located in Greenwood, Delaware, found on the web at willieknives.com.
Be sure to check out the latest podcast from our Bridge network of podcasts, full of encouraging content, found online at wearethebridge.org/podcast, on the Bridge app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Bridge Podcast Network is made possible by the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel and Victoria's Restaurant on the Boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by
Bridge Morning Show, Denise and Chris. And tomorrow morning, you're going to want to be here around this time. I'll tell you why. Coming up after this from Crowder.
Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Sing along. This is a No Judgment Zone. The morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Well, tomorrow about this time, you're going to be hearing from the Woodbridge High School choir and their the ensemble choir and their handbill group. And it's going to be awesome. You're going to want to be here.
I know.
It's kind of become tradition. It started, it, you know, a few years ago, I guess.
Yes. They came through. A number of years back.
Okay.
Yep. And we love having them in. And it just kind of feels like we've settled into the final days of Christmas.
Yeah.
When we hear the Woodbridge Ensemble and Bell Choir.
Yeah. It's going to be so much fun. It'll be a good time for you to just kind of sit back, relax, and listen and, you know, support your local schools.
Yes.
Right? I love that we get to do that and that they come in and be and they're a part of this. And, you know, I'm a little biased, too. This is the school where my daughter goes.
I love it.
So I like them.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow, make sure you join us. You're right here on The Bridge.
Hey, this is Tatiana, intern here at The Bridge. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year. I especially love watching Christmas movies with my friends and family. I hope you feel the love of Jesus through the music here on The Bridge. Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Men, your behavior in front of your children sets the pattern for their future interpersonal relationships. When you treat your wife with kindness and show the kids she comes first, you help your son learn how to be a loving partner for his future wife. And you teach your daughter to choose a man who will care for her well-being. Find great ideas for romancing your wife at loveworthsharing.com. Brought to you by Atlantic Auto Brokers.
Hi, this is Kim and Andrew Bryan of the Bryan Realty Group.
We are happy to sponsor this holiday greeting on The Bridge. The team of Bryan Realty Group would like to join with you in celebrating our Savior's birth.
Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Light came into the world, and His name is Jesus. Hope came into the world, and His name is Jesus.
We want to wish each of you a wonderful Christmas and a blessed new year.
Your station, along with God's grace, gives me hope and gets me through my days that have been extremely difficult here lately. Thank you and bless you.
We are The Bridge.
She'd never been a mother before, unmarried and laboring on a dirt floor of a barn in a town in the middle of this broken world. She never imagined in all of her years the God of creation could end up right here as a delicate baby held in the arms of a girl. Jesus, the Savior, is here. If you were there with them, wouldn't you run to catch just a glimpse of the wonderful one, the Lamb and the Shepherd, the one who would dry all our tears? God with us.
Thank you.
close enough for us.
Delmarva and South Jersey, we are The Bridge.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turning way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, on the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
She doesn't care if it's 10 below. She's sitting by the fire's cozy glow. She don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. She just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Here goes the storm. Why should she worry when she's nice and warm? Her guy by her side and the lights down low. She just says, let it snow, let it snow.
Is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight,
really hold me tight,
all the way home I'll be warm.
Oh,
the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow.
Jesus said, live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
Bring all your people to the Lord.
We are The Bridge.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let
Jay DeMarcus and friends and Denise Harper. All on that song, Joy to the World. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, Denise, you had a chance to go to Nashville a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And you got to sing on that.
Back in October. And they said, oh, we have this brilliant idea. And there's maybe 20 or 25 of us in the studio at the time. They brought out headphones for everyone.
I love it.
Played the song, and the director stood in the, you know, in the box where the all the equipment is.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're
yeah.
recording everything. And directed us to sing along. It was very fun. That's awesome.
And there it is. That's awesome. Well, yeah, it's a great song. And we love being able to share songs like that and your classics, your favorites, your favorite Christian artists singing your favorite songs. I mean, that's really what this season for us as far as playing music is about. We want to make sure that you're connecting with Jesus through the music as well. And we are grateful that you choose The Bridge every single day. And we're thankful that you would allow us to come and hang out with you and share memories and laugh and just enjoy a great morning together every morning. Thank you.
We are leaving you in the very capable hands of one Rodney Bayless.
Yes.
And he is, isn't he like a friend, like an old friend that not, and I'm talking longtime friend, not
hey, you take that how you need to. You say
speaking of age, one of his topics today is which generation tips the best.
Oh,
and his little tease about it is that we might be surprised by it.
Okay.
The one thing that I do know is that my mom is a great tipper, and it's because she worked as a waitress.
Yeah, yeah.
For a year or two, and she knows how hard that is.
Yes.
What kind of workload that is. And so if you're good, you're going to get a good tip from my mom. So Rodney's going to fill us in on that and a whole lot more right here on The Bridge. It's Denise and Chris from The Bridge Morning Show. Some of our staff are doing something in the new year, and we want to invite you to join us.
Read through the Bible in a year using the Bible Recap. Well, whether you're new to a relationship with Jesus, or maybe you wanted to read through the whole Bible and have never been able to do it consistently,
we would love for you to do it with us. Let us know you're jumping in for the 2025 Bible Recap by clicking the Bible Recap from the drop-down menu on your Bridge app and signing up. Or text the word Recap to 855-887-8870.
15 minutes a day is about the time it takes to commit to reading the Bible through in a year, and we would love for you to join us in this transformational journey. Hey, text the word Recap to 855-887-8870 or click the Bible Recap on the drop-down menu of your Bridge app today.
Mount Air Farms is happy to sponsor this holiday greeting on The Bridge. Matthew 2:10 tells us that when the Magi saw the star, they were overjoyed. May you too be filled with the joy that only Jesus can bring this Christmas season. And may the love of Jesus fill your home and heart with peace. From Mount Air Farms and their families to yours, have a blessed and holy holiday celebration. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Wellers in Bridgeville enjoys supporting Christian music and programming on The Bridge. Hi, Jim Weller here. We carry utility trailers, steel carports, and Amish-built sheds. Our store in Bridgeville, Delaware is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 2. Found online at wellers.com.
This portion of programming is underwritten by L.E. Parsons Septic Services, providing pumping, installations, repairs, and portable toilet services in Kent County, Delaware, and surrounding areas. L.E. Parsons Septic Services can be reached at 302-670-8007. Also found on Facebook and Google.
connecting and strengthening.
Hey, this is Micah Tyler wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
We are The Bridge.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.